I just wasted 2 hours of my time. I will never fucking get back watching this ridiculous film called Carter, South Korean film. This film had the potential to do great. The problem is the director, the scriptwriter, did a horrible job. This is not even Indian quality of standards. It's not American. It's not even South Korean standards of film. I've seen action films from South Korea and they're incredible. This here is like an amateur put together a film where he wanted to force every bloody action film. He did everything. Everything you need to make an action film successful. This guy had motorcycle fights. He had knife fights in the bathroom. Keanu Reeves, John Wick type of vibes. He had a fight in a plane. He had a fight in a train. He had a fight in a laboratory. He had a fight on the street. He had a fight in the middle of the sky. He had a fight on top of rooftops. He had a fight on side of the building. He had a fight literally every fucking where a ground would stand. Well, the only thing that's left is for this nigga to have a fight on the fucking moon and space. That's what this film was lacking by his standards. There was a fight. See, he had a fight on helicopters. I almost forgot. And not even 2 minutes lasted without somebody stabbing, shooting, kicking someone in the face, in the nuts, in the elbows. Oh my, there's so much stabbing in this film. I wouldn't recommend kids to watch this. Now, if you're an action junkie, you'll probably like this. But the action or the film is so much like a fucking simulation, bro. It's a video game that's horribly mastered and edited and shit. It's horrible. There's an action scene at every waking second. 2 hours, 40 minutes of action-packed fight scenes everywhere. Now, the lead protagonist did an incredible job. I'm not gonna lie, he's a great actor. His fighting sequences are great. He did great pulling off the stunts and stuff if he did them. Whoever his stunt double, they all did a great job. I'm not faulting the execution, and some of the stunts were edited very poorly. There's a bunch of zombies in this thing too. There's a virus, there's military, there's police, there's the CIA. Literally, the only thing that's missing here is Russia, fam. And China. There's Korea, there's North Korea, there's Americans, there's no Russia. That's what's missing. There's no Britain. And there's no Germany. I mean, all the big powerhouses. If they were somehow involved in this film, it would have been blown out of proportion. I'm surprised they didn't fight in the snow, fam. We're in the middle. Oh, they did fight in the jungle. I almost said they didn't. I'm surprised they didn't fight in the jungle. They fought in the jungle. My God. Wow. Utter disappointment. 2 hours I'll never get back. In 2 hours I'm trying to save you. Now, if you've seen the trailer on Netflix, you'll think, wow, this is interesting. That's my assumption. And the first 10 to 15 minutes of this thing is not horrible. As soon as the fighting scene starts in the bathroom or the bathhouse, where this guy is stabbing over 200 people with a machete, a curved knife of some sort, and no one is cutting this nigga down. Really? He's fighting 50 plus people who have knives and no one is cutting him, stabbing him, nothing. And he's killing them all sensitively. And then this nigga was fighting on motorcycles. No, a super bike. When you're riding a super bike, you get off it, it will crash. There was this even ridiculous scene. Someone fell from a scooter bike, fell on the ground. Somehow their impact, their body toppled a full-grown Land Rover fan. A Land Rover stepped on this human being and flipped over. I was shocked. I flipped over on, I get it, if it's fast, it'll flip over maybe on a, no, it won't flip over for a fucking nothing. You're telling me, if Land Rover at high speed hits a motorcycle on the ground, it'll flip over and then burn to flames? Maybe that's possible. But doing that to when an actual human being, when it steps on an actual human being, it's pretty shocking to me. whole bunch. And I have to apologize. I have caught a cold, so my voice is not as articulate as it is. So I apologize for that. But besides that, this film was a joke. I rated negative. Okay, I'll give it a 1 out of 10 stars. But it was not. I was just shocked the whole fucking film. Like, every bloody scene I was shocked. Like, these dudes were handing a child over to each other while they were trying to grab a child, and they were passing her off, racing on super bikes. Bear in mind, these bikes run up to 200 and something kilometers per hour, or miles per hour. I don't know the conversion rate. They're fast, and you're on them, and you're running fast, and you're grabbing a child like it's a fucking beanbag, you know, passing her from one car to another. And some of the scenes, they don't even realize they forgot to edit shit out or edit shit in. It's just forcibly. And this guy tried to do some Michael Bay bullshit, putting the cameras under the car, doing all these spinsy shit with drones, just trying to be cool, but looking like a fucking idiot in the end. So this movie was a joke, but it had the potential to be great if he had just cut these scenes properly, like the fight scene in the bathroom. If it was a minute long, he cut down a few people when he got out of there. He just did too much. Too much of something is never a good thing. And that's the problem with this film. And the story is garbage as well. The story also had potential to be great, but just putting unnecessary hurdles for the lead protagonist to face. He's trying to get somewhere. And then these tough guys. There's this tough black American guy who's trying to be cool. I don't know his purpose. Unnecessary bad guys, unnecessary bad things made this film horrible. If this film was an hour at tops, might have been dope. Might have been. If it was edited properly, the fight scenes weren't cut shorter. I think this might be the film with the most fight scenes and the most deaths I've ever seen. I think so. Anyway, that's my verdict on this Carter nonsense. Don't fucking watch it, fam. I'm sorry. This is rubbish.